Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning, the search is on for the person who fired shots at two police officers in Philadelphia. It happened at a packed July 4th celebration and just hours after a mass shooting in a Chicago suburb. We're tracking updates by the hour.
It's going to be a hot afternoon, and we're tracking the potential for showers and storms coming up. We'll break down the timeline.
And a vote happening today that could change the way you see people drinking in downtown Raleigh. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the new social district.
6 o'clock straight up right now on your Tuesday. A back to work Tuesday after that long holiday weekend. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Micaiah Thurman. And for Renee Chu, thank you so much for being with us. We want to get back over to Peter Shearwood and the WREL Severe Weather Center about that risk for severe weather today.
So we have a level one threat in place for our north and western counties. Damaging wind speeds and heavy rainfall will be possible. I think the better chance for severe storms will move in for tonight. So let's go ahead and take a look at Futurecast. We are waking up to dry conditions, a little haze out there from the fireworks, a little patchy fog to the south outside of our viewing area. I'll let you know if that ends up drifting into Cumberland or Sampson County for this morning. But overall, lunchtime, it's going to be hot and it's going to be sticky. Once we get into around 2 o'clock, with the heating of the day, those showers and thunderstorms are going to develop. I'm keeping it at a 20% chance for this afternoon. It's not going to be widespread. But once we head into this evening and we lose daytime heating, our 20% chance of rain is going to come down. Later tonight, I'm tracking this system that's well to the north. In Chicago right now, it will slip towards the south and bring us a chance for showers and thunderstorms in our northern counties a little bit after 9 o'clock into 10 o'clock. This batch will move towards the south into the triangle around 12 o'clock and then off into our southern counties around the overnight hours. And I'm going to watch the potential to see if any of those storms overnight turn strong to severe. This is a live look right now. You can't even tell where we're looking at. At Raleigh, a little hazy out there for this morning. Temperatures in the 70s right now, and we're going to heat up to 94 degrees. Coming up, we're going to break down additional severe threats we're tracking for this week. Brian?
As we take a look at traffic here at 601 PETA, looking okay on our major routes, but we do have a couple of incidents out there you need to know about as you head out this morning. First of all, in North Raleigh, a crash reported at Capitol Boulevard at Burlington Mills Road. That southbound trip on Capitol Boulevard leaving Wake Forest heading down to 540 could see a little bit of a delay as you approach that intersection. Also in Durham, just south of downtown, watch for some fire department activity out at Umstead Street at Sawyer Street, but really not seeing any big problem showing up just yet. Very light volume coming out of Johnston County on 40 westbound. And right now, if you're heading out to the airport on 40 west from West Raleigh, no delays showing up there. And 40 eastbound out of South Durham also is looking fine, Jeff.
Brian, thanks. We have breaking news this morning. What a scary, chaotic scene in Philadelphia. And the search continues for a shooter after two police officers were shot at a fireworks show there. Here's what we learned new overnight. At 1 a.m., Philadelphia police said two officers have been released from the hospital. Investigators are trying to figure out if the officers were the intended targets in this. And this is new video into the WRL newsroom overnight of people running for cover. The shots rang out just before 10 p.m. as music and fireworks were starting at a big 4th of July celebration in the city. The mayor of Philadelphia voiced his frustration, saying the shooter was likely a person who should not have a gun.
We live in America, and we have the Second Amendment, and we have the Supreme Court of the United States telling everybody they can carry a gun wherever they want. It's like Dodge City. I mean, so, like, we have to come to grips with what this country is about right now.
So far, it doesn't appear anyone else was hurt in the shooting, but one child did get separated from parents in that chaos.
And we're also following breaking updates on the shooting rampage that killed six people at a July 4th parade in a Chicago suburb. This morning, we're getting our first updates on some of the 26 people who were hurt. New this morning, the Chicago Teachers Union says an elementary school teacher, Zoe Kolpak, and her husband were shot in front of their young kids at Highland Park Parade. And a GoFundMe for that family says Kolpak's father and brother-in-law were also shot. The kids weren't hurt. That's just one of many families that were gathered to watch or participate in the parade. And new this morning, doctors are sharing the moments their holidays went from celebrations to helping their loved ones escape. And then they ultimately turned around to help the dozens of people in the line of fire.
It was quite a horrific scene. There was a gentleman who was obviously deceased. There was another older gentleman who had a gunshot to his abdomen. I went across the street. There were a couple younger guys with gunshots to their leg. We had tourniquets on them.
Other survivors said they dove for cover wherever they could. One stranger even asking them to help protect a young girl in the chaos. You can hear their stories and more from the brave doctors who ran back to that scene coming up on today at 7 a.m.
And stay with us right here on WRAL as we track breaking news updates on those shootings in both Philadelphia and Highland Park, Illinois. All morning long, we'll follow this. And ahead in our next half hour, a new photo showing the arrest of the suspect, the suspected Highland Park shooter, and a little bit later, his concerning posts to social media.
Well, many of us are headed back to work today. It's the last phase of July 4th travel, which ended yesterday. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at RDU International Airport to track relief at the airport. Laura?
Micaiah, well, many travelers are flying home from 4th of July getaways today. Behind me, though, you can see a lot of relief at the airports. This morning, we're only seeing about three flights canceled at RDU so far. A very different experience compared to the last few days. By yesterday afternoon on the East Coast, more than 1,300 flights have been delayed and nearly 200 canceled, according to FlightAware. Airlines canceled more than 2,000 flights since holiday weekend travel picked up on Thursday, primarily from American Airlines. With that said, airports saw a pandemic-era record-breaking number of travelers, which is a prime example of the demand outpacing resources and staff. So what does all of this mean for summer travel? Well, some airlines are shifting flight schedules and cutting back on flight schedules so that they can tame some of these cancellations and delays in the next few months. We're going to continue monitoring the situation here. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live at RDU.
Tonight, the town of Garner will vote on a non-discrimination ordinance. Town council pushed back a vote on the rule that's already been adopted by half of Wake County's other communities. One member said he'd like to hear from towns that chose not to approve the ordinance on why they made that decision. The ordinance would provide protections for LGBTQ people in public and in the workplace. The meeting starts tonight at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. And soon, drinking in the streets of downtown Raleigh could become a reality. WRAL's Nia Harden is live right along Fayetteville Street to explain how the city's social districts, as they're called, would work. Nia, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, I just want to give you an idea of, you know, what would happen here if this were to be approved. So just imagine Fayetteville Street, right here where we're standing, you seeing people who are sipping wine, who are drinking beer, and they have their cocktails while they are strolling the downtown streets. That's exactly what this would do if they vote yes on it today. Now, this would be on Fayetteville Street from the state capitol to Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that also includes the Red Hat Amphitheater. People would be able to buy drinks from licensed restaurants and bars from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. One concern, though, has been the trash and noise that would come along possibly with that. But there are other areas to follow example by, like Greensboro and Monroe, who already have a social district. Now, if this is voted yes, this could start as soon as August 15th. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
President Biden is set to award four Vietnam War veterans the Medal of Honor today. Staff Sergeant Edward Kanchiro, Specialist Dwight Birdwell, Specialist Dennis Fuji, and retired Major John Duffy all served in the Army. Kanchiro, who will receive his medal posthumously for saving fellow soldiers during a battle. Birdwell saved his tank commander's life while wounded. Fuji served on board a helicopter ambulance during an evacuation mission. And Major Duffy was wounded twice and kept fighting.
A local family is mourning after their son died following a motorcycle accident. His family speaks out about the loss and explains how they're remembering him.
Plus, WNBA star Brittany Griner is now reaching out directly to the White House for help. We get a look at the letter she sent to President Biden while still detained in Russia.
It is going to be a hot afternoon with high temperatures in the 90s, but it's going to feel like 100 today. Coming up, I'm going to show you the thunderstorms we could see with the heat that's going to build in and when we expect damaging wind speeds to move in. It is warm this morning, a little hazy out the door. We're seeing temperatures in the 60s and the 70s this morning. Now is the time to go for your walk or your jog. We're seeing 75 degrees in Apex, 69 in Wilson. This afternoon is going to be hot. 94 will be the afternoon high. We are going to see the potential for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms move in for this afternoon as well with the heating of the day. So with our high temperatures in the 90s across Raleigh and Durham, you factor in the humidity, it is going to feel like 100 degrees, feeling like 102 degrees in Clinton. Coming up, we're going to break down the storm chances we could see accompany the heat.
It is just about 6:13 now. We have weather and traffic every 10 minutes. Just getting reports of a crash on the eastern side of Wake County out at 60, or rather 97 at Old Bun Road. This is east of Zebulon. Right now we're not seeing any delays, but I will watch those sensors and let you know how that's changing. In Durham, we're looking all right on all of our major approaches into the Bull City right now. 40 westbound from Wade Avenue, no problem showing up there. And out of Hillsboro, looking good on northbound I-85.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, we want to take you to these live pictures out of Kenosha, Wisconsin. You can see police remain on the scene of a shooting. At last report, five people were involved. Police say one person at that scene died. Four others are in the hospital this morning. You can see police officers in this sunroom of this home, taking pictures, collecting evidence. Police say it appears when they arrived at the scene, multiple shots were fired. It was also a chaotic scene. No word on what led up to the shooting or what was happening when this shooting occurred. Of course, we'll monitor these live pictures for any new developments here in the WRAL Live Center.
Ken, thanks. This morning, a Wake County family is grieving the loss of their son, who died after a motorcycle accident in Oklahoma. Family members say Airman Zachary Lyon Jr. was in uniform when he went out for a ride on June 23rd. Lyon's father says his son fell off an overpass into oncoming traffic. The 25-year-old from Apex spent 3 days on life support.
It is the most difficult thing. But we're hoping and praying that people who receive his life gifts, you know, will ultimately reach out to us and share his story.
That's just devastating. Lyon's family has created a tribute page. They hope other family members who lost loved ones also will find support there. We've got a link to that site on this story on WORL.com.
This morning, fire crews near Salt Lake City, Utah, are still working to control a wildfire that may have been sparked by fireworks. The fire prompted nearly 100 homes to be evacuated as those flames spread. It was fueled by dry conditions and high winds. Those families have now been let back into their homes, and as of this morning, the wildfire still 0% contained. WNBA star Brittany Griner is reaching out directly to President Biden for help getting out of Russian detention. A spokesperson released excerpts from a handwritten letter Griner wrote to the president. In the letter, she says she is terrified and alone without her wife, family, and friends.
It made me cry, you know, just hearing her words, talking about her father being a Vietnam vet, her new perspective on freedom, her wanting to be with her family and her teammates, her not knowing if she'll ever be free again.
Griner was arrested in February on cannabis possession charges at an airport in Moscow, and if convicted, she faces up to 10 years in prison.
Happening today, the stage is set for the biggest expansion of the U.S. alliance in decades. Amy Kiley reports on how a NATO expansion could deter attacks on our country and why what's happening in Ukraine makes it so important.
This week, the U.S. is celebrating independence and alliances.
Sweden and Finland joining NATO is so important.
The potential now accession of Sweden and Finland, which will change the alliance forever.
Today, the U.S. and its NATO allies signing what are called accession protocols. Those set up ratification procedures to accept two new member countries. That's a big deal. It sets up possibly the most significant change to the U.S. alliance in decades.
Two new NATO allies with formidable military force and capabilities.
The timing is important because of Russia's war in Ukraine.
I think everyone's very concerned about their the potential for future aggression.
Russia has just taken control of much of eastern Ukraine. As it continues, westward attacks.
Russians are shooting over 50 missiles a day, targeting different Ukrainian cities.
NATO allies vow to defend each other against foreign attack, so more members means more protection for the U.S. and other member countries. Just yesterday, that strength in numbers was a point of emphasis when a U.S. Army general became NATO's Supreme Allied Commander Europe.
We will march together into a beautiful future of peace and prosperity for all of us.
That was Amy Kiley reporting. Sweden is already signaling it would further welcome additions to NATO like Ukraine.
Happening today, Raleigh could move one step closer to adding a $275 million bond to the November ballot. City Council is holding a public hearing tonight at 7 so people can weigh in on this matter. The goal is to use that money to pay for more than 20 park projects, and that includes big improvements to Dix Park.
And if you want to keep enjoying Raleigh pools, the city will have to find more employees. Raleigh's hosting a hiring event today at the Biltmore Hills Pool from 5 to 6:30 p.m. They're looking for lifeguards and cashiers to work a number of pools across the city. And there's a new perk for lifeguards. Certification courses will be free for new employees. Well, if you're getting out and about today, it's going to be another warm one. But PETA Shearwood's in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. And PETA, we're expecting some severe weather a little bit later.
Yes, the severe thunderstorms will move in. And I think the better chance of seeing those severe storms will be as we head into tonight. I want to show you right now what's going on in the Midwest because this system could impact us later tonight. You can see this area of low pressure moving across Michigan right now. Some showers and thunderstorms moving out of Chicago's metro and heading into Ohio. I'm going to continue to watch this batch of showers and thunderstorms throughout the morning and throughout the day because that will bring us the potential for severe weather later tonight. So we have a level one threat in place for our north and western counties. Damaging wind speeds and heavy rainfall will be possible. And then tomorrow, we are looking at a level two threat for severe weather. We're going to keep that going into Thursday as well. We cannot rule out the potential for damaging wind speeds, heavy rainfall, and hail will be likely from the cold front that's moving across the Midwest right now. So here's a look at Futurecast. We're dry this morning. We're seeing a few areas of patchy fog across our southern counties near the North Carolina and South Carolina border. We will stay dry into the lunch hour. It's going to be hot, though. And with the heating of the day, showers and thunderstorms are likely to blossom. You're going to see those cumulus clouds develop later today, and some of those could produce some storms. Now, I'm just going to keep a 20% chance for rain in the forecast for this afternoon. Anything that does develop, it's not going to be widespread. But remember, that batch of storms that I showed you to the north, that is going to eventually slip into our area as we head into tonight, starting off near the Virginia and North Carolina border, then moving into the triangle around midnight, and then dissipating as we head into tomorrow morning. We are going to start Wednesday off dry. Look at that boundary moving through. And with the boundary just staying put over our area on Wednesday, that is going to spark showers and thunderstorms, especially ahead of it. The atmosphere is going to be charged up. We're going to see some warm temperatures build in, and the potential for storms will continue into Thursday. So let's go ahead and take a look at how much rainfall we could see. Upwards of 2 inches for some of our eastern counties. Those areas under severe drought conditions will develop beneficial rain from this system. We're looking live across the viewing area this morning, quiet and warm with temperatures in the 70s. This afternoon, we're heating up to 94 degrees. And if you're taking the kids out to the pool, the earlier you do it, the better. Just watch for some of those scattered showers and thunderstorms. We're in the 90s for the next several days with feels like temperatures heating up. I'm going to show you those temperatures coming up. Brian?
PETA 621 right now. We have a crash over on the eastern side of Wake County, over east of Zebulon 94, or rather 97, at Old Bun Road. They're working to get that cleared right now. Also, this earlier crash on Capitol Boulevard at Burlington Mills Road in North Raleigh and near downtown Durham on the south side of downtown Durham. We still have some fire activity reported on Umstead Street at Sawyer Street. Do want to head back out to east of Zebulon, that crash at 97 at Old Bun Road. You see here on the sensors, we're still not picking up any delays on 97. But it is something we'll be watching, and I'll let you know if we start to see some backups forming through that area. Still looking clear on 40 westbound coming in from Johnston County. Still looking good through Garner and South Raleigh, and in Durham right now, we're all clear on major routes.
Well, speaking of the roads, gas prices are dropping after reaching that record high just 3 weeks ago. Where prices stand across the nation and here in the Raleigh area.
Having wild animals as pets could soon be banned in Raleigh. Why city leaders think this could help people stay safe as they prepare to vote on the wild pet ordinance today.
And coming up on today, what experts are saying about the recent spike in shark attacks and where shark patrols are being stepped up to keep everyone safe.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Well, time now for a look at what's trending. The world's hot dog eating champion is retaining his title.
It ain't 4th of July without this. Joey Chestnut took the top spot at this year's Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest on Monday. He knocked back 63 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes to win his 15th championship. Women's competition, Miki Sudo won her 8th title, cramming down 40 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes time. Not his world record best, but he did prove himself to be up to the challenge because a protester got up on stage and he not only choked down all those hot dogs, he choked out the protester and continued on with the competition, kept on eating.
Oh my
goodness. Crazy.
You were passionate about the hot dog eating contest.
It's tradition.
Yeah, it is. True. It is. Well, this is something I'm really into. 8-time Grammy winner Usher is going viral for a 3-second move during his Tiny Desk performance for NPR. Take a look. This has gone viral.
That's it.
That's it. It's so cool. In the video, the singer is heard saying, "Watch this," which is part of the lyrics to the song Confessions. But in it, he looks directly at the camera and makes a hand gesture. And fans have started making memes. They wrote things like, "My mom, when we get to the grocery store and says, don't ask for anything and don't touch anything, then watch this." I love it. I love it. And then now I'm just going to work it into conversation just a little bit and just start saying,
"Is it that easy?"
Yeah, there it is. We got it. We're rocking it and rolling it. Well, a newlywed Michigan couple ended up having a wedding party on the side of the road after their limousine caught fire.
Yeah, this couple was headed to their wedding reception over the weekend. The engine started overheating on the highway. The driver pulled over. The limo caught on fire. Goodness. Fire first responders arrived, worked to put out that fire. Everyone made it out safely, and they decided to just have the party right there on the side of the road.
So, you know, when you ask for a sign from God, whether you should be doing this, and then your limo catches fire. What
really?
Does that mean?
You're going to go there.
What does that mean?
Just they were safe. Get out. Go. Everybody has a unique story on their special day. Boy, do they have one.
They certainly do.
A little relief here at the airport as 4th of July travel is winding down. We're giving updates on the flight cancellation and delays today.
It is going to be hot for this week with temperatures ranging in the 90s. And in North Carolina fashion, we're going to factor in the humidity. Coming up, I'm going to show you how temperatures will feel as we head over the next several days.